W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting with at least 20 Democratic governors at the White House on Wednesday, insisting he will stay in the race. This morning, the president was on Philadelphia radio station WURD, saying he is still convinced he is the best person to beat Donald Trump in November.
The guy I'm running against is a convicted felon who has said he wants to be a dictator on day one, not a joke. He means it.
Tomorrow, Biden sits down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. That interview will air on ABC Friday night. British voters are picking a new government in a parliamentary election that is widely expected to bring the Labour Party to power after 14 years of conservative rule in the UK. Hurricane Beryl swiping southern Jamaica and now bearing down on the Cayman Islands. Widespread destruction on Jamaica and other Caribbean islands as well. Severe heat across much of the country this 4th of July. Millions under alerts. Death Valley could hit 130 degrees today. This is ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
You can hear Earl's entire interview with President Biden Thursday morning between 8 and 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. The long holiday weekend starts with some long car rides for many in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Presidential campaigns owe the city of Green Bay over $55,000 for security expenses from the 2024 campaign and the 2016 campaigns. Mayor Eric Genrich's office released the numbers Tuesday. Former President Trump's campaign owes over $33,000 for his visit to the city on April 17th and over $9,000 for his 2016 campaign. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders still owe Green Bay money from their 2016 campaigns as well. Kristen Lierley is the only Democrat in the race to fill Mike Gallagher's seat in the U.S. House of Representatives for the 8th Congressional District.
I care about affordable housing. Some of my patients don't have a place to live. They live in their cars. They live with their parents.
Republicans Andre Jock, Roger Roth, and Tony Weed will compete in the primary in August before their winner challenges Lierley in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Brewers shut out the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. It's the crew's first shutout victory in Colorado since 2005. Christian Yelich with another home run and being named a starter in the upcoming All-Star game.
Yeah, not a bad day and a win, you know. So all in all, a pretty good day. We'll always take that and, you know, great job from the guys.
Catcher William Contreras also named a starter for the National League team. Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings and the crew making a trade to get some help in the bullpen. They send minor league infielder Gregory Barrios to Tampa Bay for 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale. He'll likely be in the starting rotation. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have signed a free agent from the Lakers. It's small forward Taurean Prince, 6'5", 30 years old, averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances last year for Los Angeles, where he played for Darvin Ham, now an assistant coach for Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered thunderstorms possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 85 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high tomorrow near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is the 4th of July. We are off, but we do have a specially curated best of special for you tomorrow. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July. I hope your day is going well, at least to start with here. And whatever you got planned today, John and Jim wish you all the best. Enjoy it with family and friends. Celebrate, right? That's what this is all about, celebrating. But we're also taking some time today to remember the men and women who have served our country with this special, Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. And today we're not only playing some great music that's been created through Operation Song for veterans and their families and people like you and I. If you've never been in the military, like I've never been in the military, it's good to get a perspective of what some of these folks have gone through, not necessarily in combat, but in their life, what this meant to them, what this has done to them, and how they've come out the other side with a different perspective on so many different things. We're joined today, and we'll talk more with CEO of Operation Song, John Foti, in just a bit. And we'll also talk with Executive Director, Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer, coming up in just a bit. Mike actually is a singer-songwriter and goes out and performs the song that was written and recorded for him, in fact, and we'll talk more about that. We've got a lot of songs to get to today, and I want to make sure and get to as many as we can. So let's start this segment off with a song called The 1%. This was written by Jamie Floyd and Del Rodriguez. It's performed by Jimmy Thau. Del wanted to actually discuss the difficulty in choosing a career as a soldier, an identity that only 1% of our population chose to serve in the longest conflict in American history. The 1% right now on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
God only makes a handful of hearts who can stand back up after falling apart. We signed up for the worst of the worst. Nobody wanted to go. We said, take me first. And then there's a reason we make it through. That's because, yeah, we're built for that too. The 1% is us in more ways than one. One's out. We don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of some. to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us in more ways than one. I'm the kind of happy that just doesn't happen. Found the kind of love that keeps on lasting. What are the odds I'd be so blessed that everything I lost, I get it back again? I didn't know yet, but I'd find out. I was the 1% then, just like I am right now. We're the first ones in, the last ones out. We don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us in more ways than one. Yeah. One out. I don't break easy, don't back down. Made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us and more. It is us in more ways than one.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July on WGBW and WISS.
I can't read between the red ink on the paper. Don't have the means to feed all those in need. I can't lead the lost to cross paths with the Savior. But I can close my eyes, fold my hands, and hit my knees. And pray for our warriors, for them to come home safe. For all them St. Jude babies to grow up strong and be okay. And for the ones who don't know Jesus, missing out on grace. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. We pray thanks before we eat down at Rudy's Diner. For all them farmers who need a little rain to fall. For that Amber Alert, little girl that they find her. Along with all those missing faces on the Walmart wall. We pray that our glory keeps on waving in the wind. We pray for forgiveness and for all our foreign friends. And for the ones who don't know Jesus, missing out on grace. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. We pray for our warriors, for them to come home safe. Pray for our enemies and that peace will come someday. For the ones who don't know Jesus on their dying day. Remember this, it's never. never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. Never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray.
The story of an army spouse, Kathy Mendoza, and how, while it didn't seem that she had a control over anything going on in her life, the one thing she could do is pray. The song is called Pray. It was written by Phil O'Donnell, Billy Montana, and Kathy Mendoza. This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, where we're featuring the music and the stories of veterans in the United States through a great program called Operation Song. And we have two gentlemen with Operation Song today, the executive director of veteran engagement, also a singer-songwriter of his own right, Mike Byer, is with us, and the CEO of Operation Song, who we met a few weeks ago on Mino and the Mayor show, John Foti. John, these songs, as we play them, and again, I'm playing them for not just the first time today, but the second or third time as I listen to these songs, very touching to me. Again, I've never served in our military, but having been involved with Mino and the Mayor, have learned so much about veterans and what they came home to and some of the struggles they've been through. As an average person who's enjoying this music today, but I know there's tons of other music out there, what's the best way for someone like me to listen to these songs?
Absolute best way to listen to an Operation Song song would be to download our app. It is on the Google Play Store, the Apple Store. The link is right in our website. You can also just pull up the app phone on the App Store on your phone, whatever device you use, and just search Operation Song. We have our own app with our own music that makes it extremely accessible, and we update that weekly in order to ensure that all of the songs and the best songs are getting on there. And we also share our music very broadly on Facebook and through our website as well, too. We have an incredible YouTube page that has really, really powerful stories and videos on there, to include videos of the World War II Preservation Project, which we're executing now, where we write songs with professional songwriters and World War II veterans. And then we create short documentaries to capture those veteran stories as they served in the Second World War, and showcase very often little snips of their song and interviews from the veteran and sometimes their songwriter as well, too. And so we have a few different places that we put it, and we're working on making it more and more accessible over time. It's tough because, unlike most music organizations that might come out with a few songs a quarter and maybe one album every couple of years, we write 170 songs this year. We're on track to write over 200 songs this year. So we have to find good balance in terms of how we distribute those songs so that they're accessible and available for people who want to listen to them.
Mike, you were mentioning when you perform your song, so you actually go out and perform this song yourself?
I do. Yeah. There's a lot of times we'll, you know, and having worked with Bob Regan, our founder, all these years, there's, you know, a lot of opportunities for us to go out and talk about Operation Song and perform at different places. We've performed at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville for many years. We've been on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman.
What's that like, Mike?
Oh, it's incredible, man. It's, you know, the last big one we did is we played the Ryman last year. And it's just like, I mean, that's like a bucket list right there, you know. You know, it's just really, really cool to do. And we've had a couple other opportunities at the Opry as well. We actually, a couple of our songs, one of the songs was my song, you know, where we actually had the songwriter on the stage of the Opry sing it. And then I had my son next to me, and we kind of had speaking parts, you know, involved in the filming of it on the Opry. You know, so it's just been, great to have that opportunity. But I love the events where we can go and perform, and then of course have the opportunity to interact with the crowd afterwards, because there's always questions. There's always somebody with that, you know, the statement of, hey, that's my song, and more opportunities for us to reach out and write, you know, and that's our goal, and that's what we want to do.
Well, Mike and John, I want you guys to both understand how much we appreciate the fact that you're allowing us to have this 3-hour special today, to listen to these great songs, to hear these great stories, and learn more about Operation Song. A very special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. Stick around, more great songs, more conversation with Mike and John on the way. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Sharing these songs written by singer-songwriters about and for veterans and their families and folks like you and I to listen and have a better understanding of what some of these men and women went through. Let's get a couple of songs in on this particular segment of the show. Let's listen to The Same War. It's Pete Salas, Jamie Floyd, Cassie and Zach Peterson. And Zach and Cassie's song really talks about the struggle of maintaining a marriage in the military. While the soldier is deployed, the spouse is home fighting her own war. The Same War on Mino and the Mayor.
Men, six cannons, and one mission. Life and death all hang on my decisions. I tell you everything, but I leave a lot out. I do what I have to do to make you proud.
Eight moves, four funerals, one baby. God had to show how strong he made me. I tell you everything, but I leave a lot out. I missed you then just like I miss you now.
My days are long, and your days are long, waiting to hear I love you on the phone. Different fights in the same war. The same war. We live our lives a world apart,
but our hearts don't care.
That I make it through every single day without you. My days are long, and your days are long, waiting to hear I love you on the phone. I have to be strong, and you have to hold on. Got yours, different fights in the same war. The same war. In the same war.
In the same war.
My days are long.
My days are long.
Your days are long.
Your days.
But in the end, I'll love you more.
We know what we're fighting for.
In the same war. In the same war.
Sometimes we forget they're fighting the same war. Zach and Cassie's song about the struggle of maintaining a marriage in the military. It is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July, sharing some great music from Operation Song. And more on Operation Song coming up in a bit. Let's share another song. This one's called The Peacemaker. And Mark Beeson, Andy Elbert, and Gloria Savage. This is Gloria's lessons her mother taught her and how they carried over into her life of service. It's on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
Mother used to tell me, treat everybody right. Go to Sunday school and trust in Jesus Christ. Through all the pain and darkness, she never lost her light. She taught me by example and brought these words to life. You can love the sinner but hate the sin. You can hit the wall and always start again. There's a fine line between a giver and a taker. To love your enemy, you gotta fight to be a peacemaker. When I look in the mirror, it's like she's staring back at me. They say I look like Daddy's side, but that's not who I see. Down beneath the surface is where she left her mark. These words I take at gospel came from my mother's heart. You can love the sinner but hate the sin. You can hit the wall and always start again. Love your enemy. You gotta fight to be a peacemaker. A peacemaker. She never let the hard times break her. She passed it down to me. How to fight to be a peacemaker, a peacemaker.
Gloria Savage's lessons that her mom taught her and how they carried over into her own life of service, written by Mark Beeson, Andy Elbert, and Gloria Savage. Peacemaker on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. We are sharing some great stories, some great music, and also the information that you need to know about what Operation Song does, who they are, and how you can help. The first thing you can do is go to operationsong.org. Get more details about Operation Song. Also find the music, more songs than we have today, hundreds of songs for you to listen to. And more importantly, if you feel dedicated, if you feel inspired to help Operation Song tell more stories, go there right now, right? And donate. You can do that right from their website. Again, operationsong.org. This is Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. I'm Todd Michaels, producer for Mino and the Mayor. We'll be back in just a bit with more music and more from John Foti and Mike Beyer from Operation Song in just a bit. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are ramping up again for money to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup.
It could be released today if the Joint Finance Committee wanted to do that. For some reason, they seem that it, in their world, it is more important for them to make no one accountable for this.
Lawmakers are countering that the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin is getting $49 million to boost its biohealth industry. Wisconsin aims to create 30,000 biotech jobs and become a global leader in personalized medicine in the next decade. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh police are investigating a homicide Tuesday night. Police were called to the 1000 block of Wisconsin Street for a body lying outside. When they arrived, they found the man had been shot to death. A person of interest has been apprehended. Police are continuing the investigation, but are seeking no additional suspects. What might seem like the most innocent can also be the most dangerous. Green Bay Metro Fire Lieutenant Shauna Wallish says sparklers are some of the most dangerous of the home-use fireworks.
Sparklers are, you know, kind of a hot topic. Sparklers can be really fun, but you got to be really careful with them too. So making sure you have, you know, that fire safety talk with your kids before you hand that over, because it is like handing a blowtorch over to a child.
Wallish said that 25% of firework-related injuries are sparkler-related and occur in children under 5 years old. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered thunderstorms possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 85 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high tomorrow near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
General Douglas MacArthur said, "No man is entitled to the blessings of freedom unless he be vigilant in its preservation." This 4th of July, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW would like everyone to give thanks to our brave men and women of the armed forces for their service and sacrifice to our country. This message made possible by VIP, home of the Daiquiri and Bar, located in downtown West De Pere across from Pasquale's. Come hang at the VIP, 300 Main Avenue, West De Pere.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Pete Schwabba.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. And I'm joined by host of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to this special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. John and Jim, wish you the very best today. Hopefully you have fun with family and friends and celebrate a little bit, but also remember a little bit about the men and women who have served our country. And that's why we're doing this special Operation Song segment, or this special show on Mino and the Mayor.
And we've learned a little bit about Operation Song and what it is. You can get more details if you go to operationsong.org. Speaking with me today as we share this great music that's been written by veterans and these singer-songwriters from Nashville primarily, we're being joined by Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, and John Foti, who's the CEO of Operation Song. But John, this really started with Bob Regan. Can you, he's the one who got this all in motion. Can you tell me what the catalyst was for Bob? Why did he decide that there was a need for Operation Song?
So Bob was invited to start doing Armed Forces tours, which, you know, there's a component of the Department of Defense that has discretionary funds that they can use to basically bring fun and freedom, talent, artists, songwriters across the world in order to entertain, inspire, encourage, very famously, right, many celebrities like the Keith Urbans and the Toby Keiths will go on these tours. Sometimes, you know, there's a few different brands of them. The USO does kind of very similar events, but separate than Armed Forces tours. And so Bob Regan just started going and doing these shows for troops. And of course, you get to interact with them before and after the show, and you're always talking to them. And he just learned that they had incredible stories to tell, right? And songwriters are so naturally gifted storytellers that I think Bob Regan had felt over those years that that process would be incredible to build an organization around. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Bob Regan took his own time and money, right? Which of course, as a famous songwriter himself, his time is incredibly valuable. And for him to donate that to the organization to start serving veterans and their families is incredibly powerful. And so for him, it was about the initial stories he would hear from veterans on those tours that inspired him to want to start this organization, invest his own time and money, and serve more veterans around the country.
As you were saying, you're on track to maybe do 200 songs this year alone. It's, I mean, you guys have so much going on. What kind of crew are you working with at Operation Song? How many people do you got putting all this stuff together?
So right now we have a team of five.
Wow.
And a songwriter core of around 100, but it tends to be between 15 and 30, you know, on any given quarter or year that do the bulk of that lift, right? Some songwriters are more accessible based off of their schedule and their, you know, because a lot of them tour, they perform shows, they have actual publishing deals where they have to write a certain amount of songs on Music Row every year. So they stay incredibly busy and they all have different availability to meet and write with a veteran because that process could take 4 or 5 hours, and then scheduling on the front side and backside with our team. We have a board of directors of 12 and a large volunteer corps through our alumni program that gives veterans an ongoing opportunity to interact with other alumni of the program, to include the peer support component of getting on the backside of this program and being able to interact with other alumni, other veterans and their families that have gone through this extremely powerful program. And so between staff, volunteers, and board members, we are getting bigger every year, of course. And as we write more and more songs, that group of alumni nationwide continues to grow.
It's absolutely amazing. Let's get to some more music. This is a combo written song here. Jamie Floyd, Nate Dodson, Corey Ron, Brandon Tanner, Damon Gooch. It's performed by Jimmy Thoe. And it's a group of veterans that got together. They wanted to write a song about how they view the American flag they fought to protect. What the flag is for on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
The flag is for freedom, for each and every one, for waking up each morning and doing what you love. The flag is for fighting somewhere far away with my brothers and my sisters to keep you safe. The flag is more than red, white, and blue. It's united we will stand, and divided we will lose. It's flying high above this land, so we remember what we've got when we forget what the flag is for.
kids stand their ground against anything. Put my hand over my heart, 'cause I believe the flag is more than red, white, and blue. It's why we stand up on our feet and pledge through and through. It's flying high above this land. It's the highest honor folded up, put in a mother's hand. Those we lost who aren't here anymore. When you think about what the flag is for. Let us always remember what the flag is for.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
Fighting who I am and the man that I can't change. I've laid my weapons down, but still I'm fighting every day. From a uniform to a suit and tie, from Kabul to the Tennessee countryside. Oh, how do I go from that life to this life?
From the three of us to just me and her, to knowing you're alive, to waiting on the word. Oh, it hurts to go from that life to this life.
This life will break your heart, surprise you with the hardest part, ask you to be stronger than you think you are. How do I take this hurting me and let it be a memory? I guess I'll take it one day at a time. Go from that life to this life.
We both have battle scars, and all they are is proof
of how we serve. I made my way back to you. I'm being scared to death for coming back to life. We could have given up a million times. This life will break your heart, surprise you with the hardest part, ask you to be stronger than you think you are. How do I take this hurting me and let it be a memory? I guess I'll take it one day at a time. Go from that life to this life. It's been one hell of a ride, from that life to this life. Scared to death, to coming back to life. We could have given up at least a million times.
Another powerful song outlining the difficulties the military places on families and marriages. This Life, written by Pete Salas, Jamie Floyd, and Carrie and Josh Brenneman. This is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. From Operation Song, we have CEO John Foti with us, and also the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer, is with us as well. John or Mike or both of you, my question now is, when it comes to getting the stories, who makes that first connection? Is it the veteran? Is it a family member? How does the whole process seem to start?
It varies. You know, with our virtual program that we have, most of the time those are individual veterans that are reaching out. With all of our partners across the country, those veterans, you know, it takes a little bit of twisting of the arm sometimes from our partners out there, because they know their community. So, like, say we go to New York, you know, we don't try to search the community for veterans. We go to our partners and say, hey, this is how many songwriters we're going to bring up this time. You know, can you find this many veterans? And they'll get to work on it because they know those veterans in their community. They know who can use it the most. And more times than not, the veteran, you know, they're kind of like, I don't know about this, because I was the same way, you know, and you're not sure they want to do it. And so it takes a little bit of coaxing sometimes. But I can tell you, you know, Bob Regan, we always joke, and he says, you know, it never doesn't work. You know, so you'll see a veteran coming in the morning or a family member, and they've got this, you know, you can see on their face, they're skeptical or not sure what to expect. But as you go through the day, you know, they're smiling, they're happy. And at the end of the day, they're just blown away when they hear their song, you know? So, it answers your question. It varies, but, most of the time the veterans are, they come through our partner organizations.
Mike, I would assume that, some of the songwriters actually have some experience being veterans, but some don't. How did they cross that line and get to an understanding of how to tell these stories?
I tell you, having our songwriters, and I tell our songwriters this all the time, I'm like, there are no dumb questions, you know, but the fact that they ask every, you know, if I sat down, you know, as a songwriter, if I sat down with a veteran and he started talking, he or she, they would start throwing out terminology and saying things that I would understand and wouldn't question them about or ask them to go deeper into. But the songwriters, you know, like you said, they don't have that understanding of the military or deployments or things like that. So they ask every question they can. And it really starts to, you know, open the veteran up, and they talk more and they explain more. And, you know, usually after about probably an hour of talking, you know, people get comfortable and they start talking about what's important. And that's when the songwriter's like, all right, now we got a hook. Now we're going to write this thing, you know, and it just, it's magic the way it happens. But, you know, our songwriters are so incredibly talented. You know, we talked a little bit about them earlier. It's just that, you know, they come into this and they don't have to create, they don't have to come into it with ideas. You know, they don't have to write for the radio about dirt truck, you know, tailgates and dirt roads and things like that. You know, they're coming into this with somebody who probably has an album's worth of stories, you know, and, they simply have to just help the veteran put it together, put it into a format, a verse, a chorus, a melody. And, so yeah, it's an amazing process, but always works.
Mike Beyer and John Foti. More with them, more about Operation Song, and more great songs and stories to share on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this July 4th. OperationSong.org is the website. You can get more details on the organization. You can hear all the music that's been written with the help of the veterans and the singers, songwriters. And you can also find details on how you can donate to make sure this program continues and more stories of our veterans are told through song. We'll speak more with Mike Beyer and John Foti from Operation Song in just a bit. More music now, though, from Doug Gill and Nate Castillo. Nate talks about the difficulty of incorporating back into civilian life after years of training as an Army Ranger and coming home from war. This one's called How Do I Turn It Off? Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
There's a buzz I always hear in my head, not in my ears. It's the sound of war, the sound of danger, the siren song of an Army Ranger. How do I turn it off? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep at night. All that pain, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good a man? Tell me now, how do I turn it off? There's a peace. Soft and warm, it's on your pretty face, in your arms. The strength of your love, it gives me purpose, and the nagging fear, I don't deserve it. How do I turn it on? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me. Learn how to sleep tonight. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good man? Tell me now, how do I turn it off? Leave behind the warrior, let my tender side shine. How do I make myself the man I need to be for you? How do I turn it off? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep at night. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good a man? How do I turn it off? How do I turn it off? How do I turn it off?
This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July on WGBW and WISS.
I jumped in a beat-up Buick with Earl Ray and Bobby Mack. Don't know if I'll ever find that bar, but I know I wanna go back. We danced with the South Philly ladies on an Auger hot couch. Tammy and Cheryl had a soft spot for soldiers. We had a different name for that down south. They smile and they don't ask questions. Might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down in Rosie's Bar and Grill, Earl Ray
his hand in case I had some shrapnel that never came out. Tammy looked past the scars and stole his heart when she kissed him right on the mouth. They smile and they don't ask questions, might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down at Rosie's Bar and Grill.
Is Rosie's Bar and Grill, written by Bill DeLuigi and Terry Gold. It's a song about Terry's time with his friends in the Philadelphia VA after an injury he sustained during Vietnam. Really hope you're enjoying this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. We're calling it Operation Song. We're naming it as a tribute to the organization that tells the stories of our military veterans through songs, one song at a time. And if you'd like more details on Operation Song, it's easy. All you have to do is go to their website, operationsong.org. Get details, listen to the music anytime you want, and donate so that this service can continue. We've got more from Mike Beyer and John Foti of Operation Song and another hour of great music on the way on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend. A couple of special shows and then back live on the road to Trigby Olson. What makes Wisconsin great? We'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one, Five?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 731-2024.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.